one of those frustrating afternoons this afternoon?
Yeah, it was, to be fair. We're disappointed. It's a disappointed change room in there. But, you know, you lose 2-0 at home, you're going to be disappointed, and we are.
One of those funny games for football, though, isn't it? Last weekend, everything looked so great, and now it's a complete contrast today.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't always go your way, and you have to earn that right to get results. And today, I don't think we did that as a unit, and we've had a good chat in there as a bunch, as a group, and we know we were nowhere near it today, in our opinion, of what we can perform like, and it showed that last week. But we have to go again. It's another, you know, the games come thick and fast. We've obviously got a week now for a break, but we got some big games coming up. We've got away to Tranmere, and we've got Forest Green and Cheltenham all coming up in the next month. So we've really got to get together and as a unit and get it right.
Were there sort of particular positives you think you can draw from that match today?
There was a few nice things we did at times, but not enough. We have to set, I spoke to the lads before the game, we have to set a standard and keep the bar high, because we did that last week, but we didn't do that today. And you'll have games like that, I suppose. It's a matter of sort of digging it out and sort of trying to be professional about your job. But we gave away two sloppy goals, in our opinion, overall. It was our own free kick from one. We've given it away when we should just take our time and set ourselves up. And then the second one was far too easy for the boy to be in the middle of the box scoring a goal as simple as he did. But that's football, and we have to stick together and go again.
How you say about making Silver Lake the fortress, ultimately, how important is it to get that first win, just to get that confidence going here in front of those home fans?
Yeah, it's something we need to sort of try and build on, really, because we haven't had that of late. And even today, before we started the game, it just didn't seem like there was an atmosphere here. I don't know why that is, but it seemed very, very quiet, and it was the same on the pitch. There was no atmosphere on the pitch, and it kind of rubbed off on each other, I suppose. But you know, we have to pick ourselves up, and I say it again and reiterate it, but we have to be better. We know we have to be better, but we'll be working hard on training ground to put that right.
Just a word on the permanent job. Obviously, I understand there's six managers now down on the shortlist. Are you one of those who's going to be having a formal interview, or is it just a case of carrying on as it's going at the moment?
No, I don't think it'll be a formal interview. I'll speak to the chairman. I speak to the chairman all the time. You know, it's one of them. Obviously, I would like the job, of course. You know, I feel I can offer something, but it's not about that at the minute. I don't want to really be talking about that anyway, because it's about today's result, and we're disappointed, and I'm sure everybody else is as well.
Okay, and just bouncing back against Tranmere next Saturday, a tough one, but you did it last week, so a chance to do it again next week.
Yeah, definitely. We've got to really get together now as a group and talk about what we did wrong and what we did right, and go again, you know. We have to stick together as a unit and stick together as a club, and go and perform at a great place to play football, really.